Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hello and welcome to the 2022 predictions video. I am Luke Owen, DAD, your Jam That Champion, and I'm joined by Ollie Davis,
the predictions master, because I believe I'm one. That's right. Nobody ever gets a prediction right,
no.
Apart from this guy now.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you want to just talk about that right now? Do you want to jump into that?
So what was it? I mean, we did this a year ago.
This is actually the fourth, maybe fifth year that we've done, like, predictions videos.
Every year we both put forward five predictions. The key is they can't be predictable.
No.
They can't be predictable predictions.
No, you can't just say Roman Reigns wins at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Or Brock Lesnar returns. Like, it's too obvious.
Yeah.
So, because of that, neither of us have ever gotten a prediction right.
We have sort of been half right on a couple of things. But, like, I mean, I will say now, I've gone through the viewer predictions for 2021 that we had submitted to us last year. And actually, only one person got theirs right as well. But it was also Big E wins the WWE title, which I think most people already expected because he was one of the favourites to win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have given it, you know, it's not a given though, but is it outlandish?
Exactly. Mm. Outlandish is the key word. And you have had, since we've started doing this, the same outlandish prediction in every single video.
And is it Vince McMahon sells the rights to the network?
That one is also, you do that every single year, yeah.
What's my other one I do every year?
CM Punk return confirmed.
Did I do that for this year?
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I thought it was the license to the network.
Oh, absolutely not. No, what your prediction last year was, and I quote, CM Punk will debut at AEW All Out 2021.
What? He wrestled.
He had his in-ring
his
debut.
I'll take that.
That's his in-ring debut or his in-ring return. I would 100% take that. You didn't actually have WWE sell the network this year.
Son of a bitch. I've done that 3 years in a row.
No, you didn't have it. You had Kenny Omega goes to New Japan and wins the G1.
Mm.
Undertaker wrestles at the next Saudi show. AEW beats Raw in overall viewership by December 2021.
Oh, that was big.
And Donald Trump will guest host an episode of Raw as part of his, quote, comeback campaign.
Maybe that'll happen next year. Do I say those again? Do I just keep saying these predictions? What were yours for 2021?
Mine were Charlotte Flair will face Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. I also said...
Ronda's gone.
I also said on that that the other big matches at WrestleMania will be Roman versus Goldberg and Drew versus Lesnar. Kenny Omega will hold 5 world titles, including Impact and Ring of Honor. So I got the Impact one at least right, but that was pretty much a given at that point.
They'd already done the Winter is Coming Impact Invasion.
Exactly. So I think it was because they said, oh yeah, I think we're going to start the belt collector thing. So I think that was pretty much a given. Death Triangle will be the first AEW Trios champions.
I don't know if that's ever happening. I don't know if we're ever getting the trios belt.
No. The Undisputed Era won't get called to the main roster and will instead be split into two separate factions who will then war inside of War Games in November. Ooh. Little did I know that only one of those four men would actually still be in the company by the end of the year.
The problem there is it sounds like Luke was on the pulse, but the idea that Undisputed Era would break up 4 years into their NXT run doesn't fly. You had to have all the extra bits.
Yeah, and here's the other one I had. Kalisto and Chelsea Green will be released from the company. This company released 80 people this year. The other names that I suggested were Ricochet, the War Raiders, Mustafa Ali, and Naomi. I got none of them right, but I did get Kalisto and Chelsea Green.
well done.
We'll go through everyone else's in a little bit. We'll do that at the end.
Okay.
So, but first, let's do our 2022 predictions.
Now, get my notes up.
You said to me you've actually got seven, but you're going to have to try and pick five out of those seven.
Well, they're tricky because you need it to be specific. Mm-hmm. It can't just. And I'll be open with this now. One of my predictions. And I don't want it to be this. And this isn't going to be my prediction because I can't find a way to quantify it in a sentence. But I'm just going to say this now so I can then go back and say, hey, I was right. I don't want to be right. Mm-hmm. Hangman Page won't be a draw for AEW.
In what? How are you quantifying that?
That's it. I don't know how. I think the ratings are on a downward trend at the moment, Rampage and Dynamite.
I think Dynamite has the excuse, though, where it's airing live in the West Coast, so it starts at like 4 p.m.
Yeah, and it also had the sort of month where it was bumped onto Saturdays, but previously it bounced back right away.
It's going to TBS in the new year, so we don't know how that's going to affect those ratings.
So I guess my prediction would be ratings continue to not decline, but they do not grow with Page as champion.
Okay.
Which hurts me because I love Hangman Page. It's not like it's Big E and WWE. They've done a far better job, but I just don't think it's been what it needs to be.
Okay.
Post-win.
But what's your first official prediction? Do you want me to go first?
No, okay, I'll go. I've got one to go first.
Okay.
In 2022, WWE will announce the first WWE The Movie.
Right, I think this needs some quantifying as well, because you're not talking about like the Vince McMahon Netflix special.
Nor am I talking Undertaker Last Ride. Whatever the Big Spooky Big E House was.
Yeah. I think that's what it was called.
Big Spooky Big E House. Choose your own.
Goosebumps.
I think a movie will be made for a streaming platform that is wrestling in the ring combined with backstage. Like, they're all characters, like they are in the Undertaker scary Choose Your Own Adventure bump movie. Mm-hmm. But it's fleshed out to the larger world. And this is the start of the proper WWE cinematic universe.
Wow. Okay. That's big. You've gone big first.
it's my penis on the table.
Yeah, you kicked things off there. That's big. I like that a lot.
He says that's the future of the business.
We're the next Marvel. We see ourselves as Marvel. Stephanie McMahon, we kind of think of our characters as Marvel-type characters. So what better way to do that than be an actual... Rather than... People say that Raw is the Muppet Show.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just literally be the Muppet Show? That's what you're suggesting.
But this is separate to Raw, SmackDown, everything. This is like tentpole movies.
Wow.
That are, well, streaming service movies. Well... Direct-to-DVD movies that are based on
the network movies.
Characters that WWE own the IP to. Maybe The Undertaker.
Yeah. They actually make a movie of The Undertaker.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's a really good shout. So my first one I'm going to go with is one that could... We're recording this on the 14th of December. So my first prediction could be...
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. This one could be scuppered within the next 48 hours. Hangman Page will be AEW champion throughout 2022 and will be champion going into 2023.
Everything I said at the start, that's what needs to happen for him. They need to, just like John Moxley, you know, they stuck with him. It's not like it was difficult because John Moxley never got a chance to prove whether he was a draw or not because
pandemic.
But yeah, I think around that, or at least till next December, you know?
I just think that...
For a year, yeah. Maybe not a full 2022 reign.
I think that we haven't had an AEW champion that has had a year-long reign. So I think that maybe they would give the first one to Paige. And maybe, you know, like Tony Khan maybe has already picked out who the person is to take the belt off of him. But that person isn't in that position just yet.
Who do you think it would be?
I don't know. I know a lot of people say MJF. That was actually a very common one that we got in the viewer predictions.
Right.
Which we'll get onto in just a little bit. But yeah, I'm going with Hangman Page will be AEW champion for all of 2022.
God, you've got a lot of programs. You've got four pay-per-views and a bunch of specials now, don't forget. You've already done Bryan Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
So Punk.
We've got Punk.
A return in Omega, hopefully.
Yeah. Okada.
Yeah.
Stu Grayson?
Sure.
MJF, Darby Allin, Sting.
Dark Order implode.
Yeah.
Adam Cole.
Yeah, that's probably a better...
That's a better one.
A better one, isn't it? Yeah. So, okay, let's have your next 2022 prediction, please.
Now, this is more controversial than it sounds because a new multi-year deal was only just signed back in June, I think. NXT is moved off the USA network.
Just back to the WWE network? Yeah.
Because it isn't good enough to be on network TV. Now it's a developmental show and people are learning how to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
That is not fit for purpose for a major national broadcaster. And I think it's not the deal that USA Network signed up to.
I mean, in fairness, it isn't, is it? Like, what they signed up to was Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, Kyle O'Reilly.
Not just that. They signed up to the idea, and this has been heavily reported, that NXT would counter-program AEW. Mm-hmm. USA Network were as much a part of that mindset as WWE themselves because USA Network wants to preserve their wrestling product.
Yeah.
So there was a competitor, they counter-programmed them. But now, NXT moved to Tuesdays, they lost that particular battle, it's been rebranded. I'm like, and it's classic WWE. You sign a deal and then 6 months later you're like, ha-ha, we've signed it, you've got to honor it. Like WWE doesn't have to adhere to anybody else's terms. But everyone should adhere to them.
You're basically talking about the Sky deal.
The Sky deal, freaking wrestlers' contracts.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of people who say, can I leave now? No, you can't. And then it just cuts people anyway. So, yes, I would love to see USA Network dunk on them. Although it is politically fraught because USA Network is beholden to WWE a lot. I don't know if they'd rupture that relationship.
Well, my next one. See if this sounds familiar. One of the main events of WrestleMania 38 will be Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah.
It's the match that they want to do. Like, that was what they wanted to do when they brought Ronda in. I think they're going to have Ronda come back for... Because, like, who else is it going to be?
Bianca Belair.
Again?
Yeah, sure.
And she's on Raw for starters.
Huh.
So,
that's
like,
my other prediction.
So yeah, I'm going with Charlotte versus Ronda, WrestleMania 38.
Every year. You know the one year you don't choose it is the year it'll happen.
Oh, 100%. That's why I'm saying it.
Okay, so mine's dovetailing on from my previous one. Remember, NXT taken off USA Network. NXT UK in 2022 will continue to exist. They won't get rid of it. And we'll all be asking, why? Why? Is it? It's not making any money. Like, they've got a massive roster of like 40, 50 people. And they're not doing anything. Nobody watches the show. But Who will probably come over to these shores next year?
Grado.
AEW.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
AEW will start to run shows here, hopefully. You know, the Fyter Fest in 2020 was always the plan. So they'll want to, and the indie scene will start, hopefully, coming back again. WWE has a little promotion to nip away at those things.
As you know, I also think that NXT UK will still be around by 2023. Solely because like, we get people asking this, like, how does it keep surviving all of the rounds of cuts that WWE do on a regular basis? And the reason for it is they don't get paid anything. Like, they comparatively, NXT UK contracts are pittance compared to what NXT makes and what Raw and SmackDown stars make. And so it's basically just like when Nick Khan is looking at the spreadsheets, the numbers are so far at the bottom that he never gets to them. If he'd have highlighted all of them and then seen, like, you know, in the bottom left-hand corner or the bottom right-hand corner where it's like sum and it tells you what the total, then he might go like, oh, wow, we could save a whole bunch of money by just cutting every single one of these. But he never scrolls that far down the spreadsheet, so they always get away with it.
I've heard it's on a different tab. So, you know, when you've got the Google sheet and you've got all the different tabs and you're like, oh, okay, those are all the tabs.
Yeah.
But actually, if you click the arrow, NXT UK roster.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have too many brands. I think if you click along, you'll probably find NXT Mexico as well. right.
All Triple H's doodles. Put a lucha mask around the NXT thing.
So, my next one. Actually, going back to the releases, giving some predictions of names that will be released.
Oh.
Never fun to do, but this is also asking for their release. T-Bar, Commander Aziz, Veer Mahan, Mustafa Ali, Shanky, and Roderick Strong.
So who gets cut not on their own? Who asks for their release?
Mustafa Ali asks for his release. Everyone else gets cut.
Even T-Bar?
Yeah, I reckon so. I reckon he'll be one of those names that when they do their rounds of cuts, they'll be like, I haven't got anything for him.
Unreal.
Yeah, which is madness, isn't it? Because it's, Donovan Dijak.
It's right. T-Bar.
Okay, your fourth one, please. This is your fourth one, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay. Do I do the crazy one?
Do it.
I've definitely got one more that I'll end on. Okay, I'm going to do it. If this happens, I'm going to be fucking Rasputin. Shane McMahon to AEW.
Do you know what's great? So we had a lot of Triple H to AEW in the viewers ones. No one said Shane, though.
Yeah, I zigged.
Yeah, you did.
I zigged.
Is this off the back of The Family is Torn Apart?
Yes. So that's a story you covered in today's news, Mike Chioda said that about the McMahon family. There's a lot of heat on Shane, doesn't know what he does backstage. Plus, like, was it earlier in the summer, Shane changed his title. And I think he also changed the title in another company. He's on the board or, like, he's a COO thing. I'm also rewatching Succession with my lady partner. And I'm like, you don't watch it, do you?
No, it's on my list. Prediction for 2022. I still won't have watched it, but I will say to you, I am planning on watching it.
So I look at Shane and I see Kendall sometimes, Kendall Roy, who's like the son who wants to take over from the company. He's got all these ideas and theories to expand into digital, you know, and I was thinking, like, God, it's actually quite an interesting parallel. The Roys, the big family in Succession, they're the Murdochs. But in sort of big media company dynasties, there's loads of similarities with the McMahons and just the power struggle all internally. And I just think there's so I don't think he will really, but imagine if he turns up and they run some sort of angle of the name on the contract is McMahon.
Yeah, they do the simulcast.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't do that with WWE. I'm saying this isn't a mole or anything. This is properly Shane annoyed with his dad. He sees a place that is doing new things with wrestling, something he's always wanted to do. I think he probably does have quite a good business mind.
Raw Underground.
Have him backstage. And it's just a signing name. He can, like, go out on, he can work with the company's negotiations back backstage deals, and then occasionally he's an on-air manager.
Oh, as a match.
Who would you have? Darby?
Oh, 100, yeah. Shane versus Darby. I mean, that sort of writes itself, doesn't it? Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, here's my next one. WWE SummerSlam 2022. Gable Steveson wins the United States Championship.
Oh, United States, sorry, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's I like that.
Yeah.
That's his debut.
I think that's the first thing that he's going to do is win. He debuted essentially for WWE at SummerSlam this year that we're recording this. So he then has his first match at SummerSlam 2022 and wins the US title. Whether that's from Damian Priest, I don't know. Probably want to put it on The Miz, probably to, you know, have someone who can just walk him into the match.
Yeah.
And yeah, he holds aloft that title at not the end of the show, but certainly the middle of the show. And they do it as like a big, oh my God, US Olympian Gable Steveson is now the United States champion.
You want to strike while the iron's hot as well. I think that's probably the best of our prediction bunch.
That's the one I felt the most confident with. Yeah.
It's a good idea as well. It's not just like something I can see happening. I'm like, that makes sense.
Yeah. Specifically at SummerSlam as well. Your final 2022 okay, prediction.
Well, this is actually quite like not a sad one. It's just like a dirty one. Netflix are going to have a documentary series on Vince McMahon.
I'm sure it will be incredibly accurate.
Well, that's it. It's sort of co-produced with WWE. There's obviously a big relationship there with Army of the Dead and Red Notice deals this year. And also the Undertaker Bing Bang Boff movie they did.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a fascinating documentary, but they're going to gloss over everything that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is going to prompt a resurgence of scandal stories around Vince McMahon.
Oh.
In the press.
So what you're sort of suggesting is like almost how Dark Side of the Ring cost Tommy Dreamer his job in Impact and cost Ric Flair that sponsorship deal that he had, that there will be ramifications to this documentary that, like, currently WWE are thinking is just a very good promotional tool for the company, and like a lot of people will be talking about it, but there will be some real world ramifications to that. That's really interesting.
I think WWE are obviously like, we want to be a real media player. They already are a real media player, but you know, they want to, always looking for more legitimate means. And I think it's going to shine a light, an uncomfortably bright light on them.
Do you want to hear my prediction on it?
Mm-hmm.
The only people that care about it are people who are already wrestling fans.
Yeah, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
Like, it's not going to be Tiger King.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like, sorry, someone's messaging me on Discord. It's not going to be the, oh my God, everyone is talking about Joe Exotic. Like, everyone is dressing up as Joe Exotic for Christmas, for Halloween or whatever. I think the only people that will watch it will be wrestling fans and Dave Meltzer, Sean Ross Sapp, wrestling journalist, who will talk about it. They will talk about all the things that it misses and the things that it glosses over, and we're the only people that care.
If it wasn't a WWE production and it was warts and all like Tiger King is, I think it very much could be a Tiger King level phenomenon. But yeah, it's going to be sanitized, which is why I think it's those warts are going to come out via social media or investigative reporting.
Yeah, like what they're looking for. They want this to be like almost a fire documentary, right?
Yeah.
Like, not as in fire as in the emoji fire, fight F-Y-R-E.
But also a fire emoji.
Yeah. So, here
your
is,
final one.
Here is my final one. In 2022, AEW launch their own streaming service with the big kicker All In is on the platform.
Ah, great. Yeah, very good. Very good point. Because, of course, Sinclair own that at the moment.
Yeah. So I think Tony Khan is going to either get ROH library stuff, or, you know, because I don't think Sinclair wants it. And
hey, it's coming back. It's still good. It's still good.
So I think that Tony Khan, at the very least, will look to get All In. He handed off a lot of talent, but Jay Lethal was at Final Battle. Danielson, the Young Bucks, they all appeared on the show. In some capacity, I think he's gonna. Yeah, AEW will launch its own streaming service, and All In will be like the premier thing. Like, you want to sign up because not only will you get all of this back catalog, you'll also get All In, and there'll be like this big documentary that'll go alongside All In.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, I think definitely some streaming version will happen. I don't think it will be a bespoke AEW service.
You think they're gonna partner with?
I think it will be on HBO Max. Because Turner, Warner, what's everything on? How have they structured Warner Brothers?
Well, because they have HBO Max, but it is Time Warner, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it'd be weird for HBO, non HBO shows to be on HBO Max. HBO is a brand in itself. You wouldn't expect to see Scrubs on HBO Max, would you?
No, but I think you see Warner Brothers stuff on there.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, yeah.
Yeah.
Whack on an AEW.
Yeah, I think like all the Hanna-Barbera stuff is on there.
Okay.
So maybe that would make sense.
Well, they should probably rename that platform then.
I thought it was a very silly name in the first place. What you really want to call it is the DC place, because that's all anyone's really signing up for, is to see all the DC stuff.
Hey, people watch Succession. You might have to get it next year.
We don't have HBO over here. We have Now TV. Ugh. And I use my friend's login for Now TV. Because I'm not getting the money.
That was
my final one. So, would you like to hear what our viewers have got predicted for 2022? Kicking things off with... So, we actually did this differently this year. We did it via Twitter, and we also did it via the YouTube community section. So, we had 500 replies across both of them. I've whittled it down to about 20, but I did read through every single one of them. A lot of them had very similar ideas, but I wanted to find out the ones that were the most wacky, the ones that weren't in poor taste, so push those to the side, and, you know, focus on some of these really good ones, including Vijay Mahan, Austin Theory will win the Royal Rumble and will beat Big E at WrestleMania with the help of Vince McMahon.
Next.
Ultimate Skills, the match of the year will be Adam Cole versus Kenny Omega. Oh. Cole will have Fish and O'Reilly as his backup against Kenny with the Bucks in his corner, and it will be at Full Gear.
Oh, wow. So next November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so many different ways you can do that feud. You can have the six man, you can have tag team matches, the singles, you know, what they should have done with the Inner Circle and Pinnacle. But the, yeah, that's a, I love that. Yeah. I hope that happens.
I'll be honest as well, going through this, so many people had more predictions for AEW than they did WWE.
Interesting.
Like, there was very few that were WWE centric, as opposed to they will release more talent, Vince McMahon will step down, all this sort of stuff. Nemo Toad said, CM Punk and Danielson will both set up stables and then have a stable feud, culminating with Punk versus Danielson at Full Gear 2022.
I wouldn't do the build that way.
Jerry Buckaloo, Bron Breakker gets called up as a heel.
Oh, you're right.
Dale D, we will not see Kenny Omega for the entirety of 2022.
Yeah, I could see that happening as well.
Yep. Mm. Caleb, Wardlow squashes MJF to become world champion by the end of the year.
Too early.
Too early
for MJF to win the championship and then Wardlow to win it off him. And also, that's a terrible idea to squash MJF ever.
Yeah. Perfect paradox. Brian Cage will jump ship to WWE. He'll win the US title immediately, then probably be forgotten about until they build him up again so he can lose to Roman Reigns.
You know what? I was thinking, you know, I was trying to think, what is the AEW to WWE jump name? Like, who would WWE even be interested in? And yeah, that's a good shout. Although they never went for him before.
He's too old now. He's too old. He's an indie guy. He's got that stench on him. They want, you know, those blonde cheerleaders or whoever it is that they're...
Next in line.
The next in line stuff. Good Vibes Wrestling. Cody Rhodes will not turn heel and instead will have a scaffold match in an attempt to get cheered.
Love it.
Louis Dangour. Now, Louis here went so cheap on this.
Because he's got so many terrible predictions anyway.
Well, that's it. And I was like, oh man, Louis is going to have some gold here. No, he's gone for Tyson Fury versus Drew McIntyre will headline a WWE UK pay-per-view.
It's because my friend texted me that.
Well, like, also, I was like, well, that was supposed to happen this year.
Yeah, that was, but that's 2 years in the making. Drew says it in every interview he can.
Yeah. So I don't think that was as wacky as Louis could have gone. I think that was route one.
Yeah.
Played it too safe. Generation Z. Now this I like. This is what you want to do, Louis. Supercard of Honor 2022 will be headlined by CM Punk versus Samoa Joe.
What?
So that is that Ring of Honor will do
comes back.
Will do Supercard of Honor.
That's in April.
And the main event of it will be CM Punk versus Samoa Joe.
Where is Samoa Joe? But yes, that's fun.
Getting fitted for ponchos.
Yeah.
LJ Mickey, Fred Durst will get inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Best one so far.
I agree on that one. Demon Bluffs, Wyndham Rotunda will be revealed as the leader of the Dark Order.
Oh my God, that's a troll one. But I forgot about Wyatt.
Yeah. Huh? Some actually, there was one that I didn't get to write down because I couldn't find it. But they said that he won't be in wrestling at all in 2022 and he'll just become a director.
Hmm.
Brian Dyer, New Japan and AEW will do a supercard together.
Yeah, I could see that happening. It all depends on the state of the world.
What's Dev? Kevin Owens shows up at AEW Revolution and also wins the Owen Hart Cup.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Decca Dane, Tony Khan buys or co-funds another promotion or AEW has a brand split as their roster grows.
Oh, Jesus, no. I think I was thinking over the weekend because Ring of Honor just had their last show. Buy the rights to Ring of Honor, Tony. I think I pitched this a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, that can be your AEW Dark, whatever. Have a separate promotion to build up guys and make it Ring of Honor.
Sam Honey, at least one of the WWE Four Horsewomen will jump ship and win an AEW championship.
Oh, I don't know what the contract statuses are like.
I think a lot of them are all under for a number of years, and I don't think any of them are going to be in the cuts.
Charlotte's under contract for years. I think Becky only just re-signed. But I don't know about Banks and Bayley. Maybe it is next year, because they usually 3-year deals. When did Banks... have a hissy fit.
That was 2019. Which, in all fairness, you could do the air quotes, she has now admitted was a real thing.
Mm. Well, because she has to. She's working for the company. okay, yeah.
There's one here, actually, specifically to Void, I'm going to save till the end because it was my favorite one. Mm. Nate S., The Golden Lovers versus the Young Bucks at Full Gear.
Why is it? I think there's recency bias for Full Gear here.
Well, I would say the reason there is because it gives you 11 months to get your, like, you've got 11 months before your prediction can happen. There's a lot of things that can happen in those, in that time.
So a short story for Kenny.
Sam Overton, Darby will turn heel on Sting.
Hmm.
Pete Quinnell, Seth Rollins will leave WWE.
No, I can't see that happening.
But here's my favorite one, specifically to Void. WWE makes their own cryptocurrency that can be used to buy brand integrated products such as Pizza Hut, Netflix movies, and that water from SummerSlam.
I like that. What would you call it?
WWE coin. They wouldn't think of a clever name for it. It would just be WWE coin.
It'll be
Universe coin.
Yeah. Universo.
Universal credits.
Yeah.
So, do you want to hear the 2021 predictions that our viewers gave and see if anyone got one of them right?
Mm-hmm.
Carol ones, SmackDown goes to 3 hours, Raw decreases to two.
Oh, if only.
Jobber JJ, NXT will be rebranded to WCW and takeovers will retire to become WCW pay-per-view.
Oh, so close!
Abby, Big E turns on the New Day.
Mm.
Liam, Karrion Kross debuts the night after SummerSlam, won't have a feud for a month, will then get a monster push and win the 2022 Rumble.
Oh my God. As if that was the good version.
Marcus Campbell, an Impact star will win an AEW title and an AEW star will win an Impact title.
No Impact stars won the AEW titles, did they?
No, but we did have Kenny and Christian won the Impact title. But again, the Kenny one was very much a given, pretty much. Mark, Ollie Davis will win 3 Quizzlemanias.
Don't think that happened. But it's because it went monthly.
Yeah. It's tough, isn't it?
If I had the right amount of appearances.
You probably would have done 3 this year.
Yeah.
Eddie Carter, Shinsuke Nakamura will be back in New Japan by the end of the year.
Mm.
The Philosophy Student, Triple H to take over Raw Creative. Pomi Wrestling, Big E will win the Universal or WWE title. Now, that one obviously is correct, but I think that is a bit softball. Anjan, Kenny Omega versus Jay White. Kenny Omega will take over the Bullet Club again.
I don't think that'll happen.
Reese, El Generico will compete for the TNT title as a one-off appearance.
While under contract for WWE.
That was their prediction.
That's a fun prediction, but no.
Oliver Drake, Undisputed Era will be called up on the Raw after WrestleMania and win all of the gold at the next pay-per-view.
This is depressing.
Bonza Ray, Stephanie McMahon will announce a non-kayfabe presidential run. Greg's Chan, Kofi and Xavier turn heel. The Quarantine, T-Bar and Mace will win the Raw Tag Team Championships.
I could have seen that happening. It didn't happen, though.
Berserker Omega, Tanahashi to AEW. Bitter End Wrestling will see the end of the brand split. And lastly, Robzilla. The Fiend will start tagging with Bo Dallas and form the new version of the Brothers of Destruction.
That aged the worst.
Yeah.
Of the bunch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.